Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Let's talk about the digitalization process that's happening in the built environment sector. It's really been a top-down push from authorities.
Yeah, that's right. And when we talk about the built environment, we're talking about, you know, building out this city, for example. Back in 2015, the Singapore government mandated building information modeling submissions for building projects with a gross floor area greater than 5,000 square meters. And it was an attempt to fast-track and streamline the process for regulatory submissions.
Then 2 years later, in 2017, October, in fact, the Singapore government outlined its construction industry transformation map, banking on digitally integrating work processes and connecting stakeholders working on the same project throughout the whole construction and building life cycle.
I can understand the benefit of that. And it is a push to digitalization that would definitely save time and costs and reduce abortive work downstream.
So, in the effort to push this even further, you've got KPMG here in Singapore and the Real Estate Developers Association of Singapore. They're embarking on this collaboration to create a developer-centric integrated digital delivery dashboard.
And it's said to be the first step in upping the pace of industry transformation in the built environment sector. So the questions are, why is there a need to push for more efforts in transforming the BE sector, but also how can those in that sector increase their productivity?
So we've got a lot to try and understand with regard to this, and helping us out this morning is Satya Ramamurthy, who is Partner Head of Infrastructure, Government and Healthcare at KPMG in Singapore. Satya, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I guess maybe you can help us out a little bit more. I mean, we're talking about digitalization, and how exactly is that embedded where the built environment sector is concerned? What's right in front of us that we're not seeing?
Yeah, so the real issue with digitalization is that it requires various parts of the value chain in the built environment sector to come together. And it involves the use of a number of different components of technology. I think you spoke just now about building information modeling. You also need to make sure that other components like the Internet of Things, which supplies live data from projects, you need some AI, you need immersive media like AR, VR, and all of this needs to come together in what we call a digital twin, which is really the end goal of being able to view what's happening to a project in real time, but on a digital media, which then gets the entire industry working together to move forward, you know, digitally.
Gosh, that sounds actually quite exciting to see everything happening on one platform. But before we go further, could you describe your version of what we're talking about when we say built environment sector? Isn't just building cities, it's also all of the different stakeholders that go into that. So in complete layperson's terms, can you describe it?
Yeah, so it involves the architects, the designers, the developers, the construction companies, the facilities managers, you know, the people who fabricate, components which then come into the building environment. All of these people are really participants in the built environment sector.
Mm. Right. When you mention all these participants, the first thing that comes to mind is technological skill set, because, you know, we're used to doing a certain things where the construction sector is concerned or the BE sector is concerned. Is this a particular reason why digitalization has taken so long for this sector? So many parts.
Yes. So you're absolutely right that the engineering skill set and the IT skill set are adjacent but not the same.
Mm.
Secondly, Singapore has had a benefit of abundant supply of cheap labor. And when you look down the value chain, a lot of problems, you know, often can be solved by just throwing more labor at the problem.
Yeah.
While the flip side of that is that your productivity, you know, doesn't increase. And therefore, that is where the challenge really is. It's easy to throw labor at a problem. Mm. It's harder to invest in technology and the technologies we just spoke about to raise the level and maybe increase the value added per worker with the initial investment. But when you, in order to do that, you need to make the upfront investment, but you also need to do it across the sector.
And I guess that during COVID-19, all of the models were thrown out, really, because we were dealing with a completely unprecedented situation. Sure. How has that changed the perspective on how things should work in the built environment sector?
Well, COVID-19, you know, could well be a blessing in terms of digitalization. As we've seen in other sectors, you know, digitalization has progressed rapidly and at a much faster pace than we would all have anticipated. The pressures on the workforce, the foreign labor coming out of the dormitories, delays in projects have meant that industry players are now giving this much more serious thought. The larger players were already, you know, developing digitalization plans and implementing them. But what this has now done is for the industry to take a much more aggressive view of digitalization as a way to address the constraints that are beginning to be placed, both in terms of the supply of labor and in terms of the ability to move freely and do these things with labor. So I think that I see as a silver lining of the COVID crisis.
Would that mean technically that circuit breaker would have been the best time to digitalize because there were disruptions, things can't happen, right? Mm-hmm. So you might as well digitalize then, or maybe even now, before things reopen completely and, you know, there might be a struggle to keep pace with one another?
Yes, I think the idea is that this should happen now. The circuit breaker may have been a bit, shall we say, difficult to do it because you still need people to digitalize, right? You need a different set of skills. The point to note is that, again, this has to be done with a proper plan, what we call a digital strategy and a plan. But it also requires to be done at a few levels, right? The big developers working with the small, the subcontractors and the SMEs. Second, it needs to be done across the value chain. So it's something which should be started and put on the map immediately, mm-hmm. but it will take time to get there. Other countries have not done it overnight.
I'm curious, though, and we're speaking to Satya Ramamurthy, who is the partner of Head of Infrastructure, Government and Healthcare at KPMG in Singapore. I'm quite curious about whether there are any aspects of this chain that can't be digitalized easily. Because, you think of it as a physical process.
Yes, I mean, let's be very clear. Digitalization doesn't mean eliminating the physical. It means doing the physical with efficiency, minimizing, like you said, abortive works through the use of simulation, scenario analysis, using the tools that the new technology, just by virtue of the speed that's now available and the power of computing, to do these things in a far more efficient way, which basically means you do less physical work with people. You do more with technology, the physical doesn't change. It continues. It's just that the touch points reduce and you do more with the use of the various technologies which are now available.
Satya, for the purposes of this conversation, right, and even to get even better perspective, is there an example of a country that's doing well when it comes to construction productivity or digitalization?
Yeah, so if we look at Japan, which has done very well in this area, in at least one aspect, which is prefab, they have really raised the level of prefabrication, which is effectively, you know, doing stuff before it gets on site.
Mm-hmm.
And the proportion in Japan is very high, but it comes with a couple of qualifiers. One is you see there's more homogeneity in the design and facades when you look at what they've done, but it brings higher productivity.
Like building Lego bricks in that sense.
Exactly. So there are trade-offs that have to be done, right? Mm. So that's one example. The other reason why Japan has done this is sheer demographics, because you have an aging population, you have very low replacement rate, and the number of workers are shrinking.
Right.
But you also don't have the same free tap of immigration that some other countries have. So they've been forced to really raise the workforce in terms of the quality and the skill levels. resulting in very high productivity, a multiple of what we have in the sector.
Right.
So what are you saying exactly, Satya? Because I'm just, you know, I remember this was in the news. There's this architecture studio, ADDP, which has designed this pair of 56-story skyscrapers for Singapore, which are to be prefabricated and brought here at a later date. And this won't happen until, you know, around 2026 or something. But with this sort of platform that you're talking about and digitalization, does it mean that we'll see more of that sort of thing happening?
Yes, potentially, because, you know, we can no longer have, you know, a large army of workers, you know, working around trying to do small pieces of work, which could be easily taken out from the, you know, the site and done off-site in a more efficient, productive way with the use of technology.
Satya, using this prefab as an example, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, is there a possibility or an estimate you could give with regard to how much time that can save and how much money that can save? And obviously, this has to come from a place of digitalization.
Yeah, so I'm not an expert in prefabrication, so I can't tell you that. But we did some studies separately on digitalization.
Okay.
And what we looked at, you know, the technologies I spoke about and using them in a concrete way, when we studied the benefits of these, you could get 8 to 9% overall savings across the value chain through this. So it is not a small.
Yeah, it's quite significant. 8 to 9%, quite significant.
Yeah, but does that mean down the line, Satya, that actually property prices could come down?
Mm.
Well, the point to note is property prices are a function of many factors, right? What is important, if you think about, is we need a few things to happen in the sector. First, we need to be able to attract younger Singaporeans to come and work in the sector and make careers, and they see that there is a future in the sector, first. Second, we also need to ensure that a thriving innovation ecosystem is developed around this. The end result of all of this is better paying jobs, higher value added. So we must look at this from that perspective, not what then happens to the property prices, which are really the end result of many other things.
Yeah. Actually, on that note, you know, one of the things that comes up a lot when we talk about this big transition that's going on right now to a more digitalized, not just local economy, but global economy, is the lack of talent. So how do you see that talent being built up here in Singapore that would then enter this sector?
One of the very positive moves, and, you know, we've just seen it announced and it's happening 1st Jan, is the Tech Pass. And we think that addressing, you know, squarely the gaps in particularly the technology IT space and the emerging technology space is very important. And we believe that this is a very good step to further development of that. The other thing we should not forget is the changes in mindset required in the industry. The industry is steeped in tradition, and it is important that players have an open mind to adopt technology, which is where a very important step that, you know, we are taking together with REDAS is really the development of this, essentially understanding the state of digitalization in the sector across the value chain, looking at the challenges and the opportunities. And, you know, we will be developing a comprehensive view of that in order to enable the next stage, which is the IDD dashboard.
Satya, to wrap things up, hypothetical question or hypothetical situation. In your opinion, do you think there is a countdown to digitalize? I mean, you've seen 5 years of technology advancements happen in a couple of months. Is the clock counting down for this sector to quickly digitalize? Otherwise, they're going to be completely left behind. In your opinion, what's that timeline?
I think the time is now, and I can see, you know, based on all the conversations we're having with clients in this sector, that there is a certain urgency we've never seen before among the players. And so the time to do it is now, and we believe the results will come.
All right. We've been speaking with Satya Ramamurthy, who is Partner, Head of Infrastructure, Government and Healthcare at KPMG in Singapore. Satya, thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.